Visual arts aren't typically known for their sounds, but take a listen to this. That's the sound of duct tape, and it's the medium that artist Justin Lundgren is using for his tricentennial art pieces.
My name's Justin Lundgren, and this is a tape art project that I've been working on for a while, sort of focused on the tricentennial of New Orleans.
Now, you might be asking yourself the same question we did. Why duct tape?
It's a very weird medium, and it's very colorful. It's very loud. At least some of the pieces are very loud. It's exciting to, you know, to take something kind of mundane like tape, and you know, you're shaping it and turning it into something with form and meaning, hopefully.
Meaning often does inspire art production, and with New Orleans' past, present, and future all bursting with meaning, both controversial and celebratory, Justin had his work cut out for him when it came to choosing subjects.
The tricentennial was in the news. This was in late 2016, early 2017. And I thought, wow, you know, that could be great subject matter. So I went to the library. I picked out a couple books. One book in particular, it was Richard Campanella's book, Bienville's Dilemma. He has an amazing timeline of New Orleans history, you know, from the beginning, right up until current times or when the book was published. And so I used that as my template. I looked at some other timelines. A lot of people have written chronologies of New Orleans. And so I went through and I selected, and I probably had 100 moments in history that I thought would be ripe for portraying, you know, with this medium. So, you know, this project is all about storytelling. Every single piece tells a story about New Orleans history. And I feel like for most of the subjects, probably, yeah, all of the subjects, I've tried to get into the heads of the people who, you know, who it's representing.
Out of those 100 moments in history that inspired Justin, he's already created 63 art pieces that have now taken over the walls and floors of his studio. His cat, his kids, and his wife all maneuver through his pieces, which he creates in a very particular manner.
The basics of making duct tape art, I mean, if you're going to make a really simple image, you're going to find some type of substrate like wood or steel or glass, and you're going to layer different colors of duct tape on that glass. So you'll make, let's say, in its simplest form, you'll layer black duct tape on one level, and then you'll cover it with white duct tape or some other color. Then you'll draw your image, and then you use an X-Acto knife or a razor blade to cut through that image, and then you can peel back the top layer. And so, you know, you're revealing the color underneath. So that's in its simplest form. Like here I have an alligator. I use pink and dark gray. I made my image, I cut through that image, I peeled it back, revealing the dark gray underneath, and then I added water lilies all around it separately.
Oh, here's my duct tape, yeah.
My family is so ready for me to be done with this project. I mean, my wife, you know, frequently she can't get to the thermostat because I blocked it off with duct tape art, and I don't have enough space to put all this stuff, so I'm renting a portion of my son's room for $5 a month so that I can stack art in his room.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah. So you do what you do what you. I thought it was a pretty good deal, $5 a month.
I think that's great.
That was Justin Lundgren, visual artist, whose exhibit Caught on Tape will be on display at the Reynolds Ryan Gallery at Isidore Newman High School. Entrance is 5333 Daniil Street. The opening is on August 23rd from 5 o'clock p.m. until 7 o'clock p.m. For more information on Justin and his work, visit vianolavie.org or wwno.org. For NOLA V and in New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.